Amen. Let's stand and sing tonight, church.
God, he said, well, goodbye to sin and things that come by.
To the Lord tonight, let's worship him. Now let's enter his gate with thanksgiving. Glory.
He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. Well, I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God.
Amen. One more time.
Well, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Love him tonight. Let's spend some time worshiping the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. We enter your gates tonight with praise, Lord. We come before you with singing, joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name it is to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn around, shake your neighbor's hand. Tell him it's good to see him in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Come on, Brother Brent. Amen. Head this way if you would. Let's make a good choir. Come on, let's lift up the name of the Lord. Let's worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Let's sing it as they come tonight. Amen. Let's sing a little bit more, Brother Mark.
Goodbye to sin, things that confide. The world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying.
Seen page 130. I never shall forget the day.
I'm never shy.
That's a good problem. Thank God. Amen. Brother Addison, testify for the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Matt, testify. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Landon, testify. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Someone else, the Lord's been good to you. Testify for the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad I know him, don't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Stanley. Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Someone else. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. Little Callie Ann, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Sister Rachel, come on, bring the ensemble. And I know they thought they weren't going to sing until next week, but I'm going to spring it on them tonight, and they'll practice on us. And I saw Madison come in, so let's come on, sing tonight. They sounded so good today. I know they'll be a little nervous, but they'll work through it, and let's worship with them tonight. While they're coming, Brother John, testify for the Lord. Sure, no doubt, no doubt. That's right. No doubt, no doubt. Amen. I didn't realize they're missing two or three that aren't here that was here this morning, but we'll just let them sing louder, all right? Come on, let's worship with them tonight.
A river of gladness that flows from Emmanuel's veins. The sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I've walked in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past were broken at last. Saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got
by Jesus, how could I want more? I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus, how could I want more?
I've received nothing but goodness. Tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus. How could I want more? I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus, how could I want more? I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus, how could I want more?
There is a river of gladness that flows from Emmanuel's veins. Sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I've walked in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased.
The chains of the past were broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more?
I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus. How could I want more?
There is a river of gladness that flows from Emmanuel's veins. Sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved.
Since then I walked in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. Changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've been changed by the mercy of Jesus. I've been changed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus. How could I want more?
Hallelujah. Amen. Choir, come on, get ready to sing tonight. Amen. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Amen. Good to see Sister Linda tonight in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Good to see. Amen. Little Tinsley. Able to be in God's house tonight and able to
feel better. We thank the Lord that she's doing better. Good to see Sister Bridget and the boys tonight in the house of the Lord. Amen. Glad you're in God's house. How about you? Amen. Why don't you stand back up and lift your hands and love the Lord and say, thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. Hallelujah.
Brother Jeff, testify.
For everything that he's done for me, I can't thank him enough. You know, Sister Reba was talking about what people have put their faith in, and I'm so thankful that God brought me out of a religion that doesn't know the truth. They don't know it, and I'm so thankful that I go to a church that teaches the truth. And, I'm so thankful for his many blessings.
Brother, soon to be married, Brother Nathan, testify.
I thank God for all his mercies and his grace. I thank him for what he's done in my life. I thank him that I'm at this location in this church under Brother Ralston. I appreciate my pastor. And I was thinking about when we were singing the congregational, the wedding of the bride united with the groom, kind of correlated with coming up this weekend. And but, you know, I'm super excited for this weekend, but I'm much more excited about the coming of Christ. Oh, yeah. And when we'll be reunited with our King, I think it's always done with us.
You know, I was talking the other day, Sister Barbara, and we was talking about Shayla and meeting Nathan. You know, a lot of times the young people, Sister Beth, feel like they got to do something right now. We just got to get a boyfriend, and they get out of the will of God. I just appreciate the testimonies that Shayla's had, and I want her to testify also, she would, please.
For everything the Lord's done for me, and they were singing that song, and I was just thinking about Jesus and how thankful I am to be redeemed. It's a privilege I know we take for granted. I know there's been mornings, and I did not wake up, and the first thing I did was thank the Lord, and shame on me, because everything the Lord's done on me, that should be the first thing out of my lips and in my mind, is the grace and the mercy, and that I even woke up in the morning, and I'm just so thankful I know whose I am and who is mine. And I heard someone talking about, you know, tell yourself if you ever get down or you feel like the devil's beating you up, remind yourself whose you are. You're the King. You are the child of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's always there. He always will be there. He's faithful. He's the lily in the valley, the bright morning star. He's never undone. He's never unmoved. He's always constant. And it's just a privilege and an honor. And it's just something that overwhelms you when you really stop and think about it. How could we enter into his sanctuary and not worship and not praise and not come before him? Just so humbly and grateful for everything he's done for us. I am so thankful to be a child of the King and to be redeemed and to know if I was to die tonight, I would go to heaven. And I am just so thankful for the love of Jesus and the mercy. It's just, I never want to take it for granted. I'm so thankful. And he's faithful, and I'm just glad to be saved.
Yes, and old revivals, then I came upon a page. It was written by people's hands, and this is my last request. These are my funeral plays. Leave me in the bye-bye.
When
children not to cry, cause I've left them a room that they can't leave me the Bible. You weep on me, cause I'm gonna live forever. I finally missed it. Don't tell them not to mourn. Don't miss me when I'm gone. They can shout all around my grave side, cause this ain't my final home. For me, cause I'm gonna live forever. I'm finally been set free. Don't tell them not some more. Don't sing me no sad song. They can shout all around my grave so I can name my final home.
When I die, baby, die speaking in tongues. Let me in my ears. All these tongues are sung. Oh, give me the strength to praise you. Speak your name one more time.
I can't wait to be here. I got nothing left to do. I've got everything in order. Tell my children not to cry, cause I've left them a romance. They can't leave me the Bible.
Appreciate a choir. Appreciate you leading us into the presence of the Lord. Proverbs tonight, chapter number 13, verse number 20, is where I'd like to talk to you about this evening. Proverbs chapter number 13 and verse number 20. One verse of scripture. Trust the Lord will help us tonight around this altar. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord on a midweek service. Amen. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord, putting God first. Amen. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 20. When you have it, say amen. The word of the Lord says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Amen. God bless you as you're seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I was going to preach this sermon tonight at Brother Ingram's youth camp, but the last day the Holy Ghost interrupted that service and I didn't get to preach that morning. But I want to talk to you tonight about guardrails. Guardrails. I didn't go out on the interstate and cut a piece of the guardrail loose. Brother Kane Hari got that from one of the DOT guys, I think, in Tennessee. And I appreciate Brother Zach that put some legs on it. But I want to talk to you about guardrails tonight. Guardrails. It was this summer that we were traveling back from Atlanta. And Brooklyn was driving, and so I don't see what's so funny about that just yet. But anyway, I was sitting in the back of the Yukon, and Beth was up front, and I'm getting to the point in life that I love just to be able to crawl in the back and work on something else while somebody's driving. And I love riding the bus because I'll work in the back and let somebody else take me where I need to go. I guess I've driven 40-some years of my life, and so I enjoy somebody taking me somewhere else, and I can be a little bit productive on the journey. So I was sitting in the back of the Yukon, and we were coming down 16 back towards Savannah. And by the way, she's not the worst. Brooklyn's not the worst driver of my three children by any stretch of the imagination. So anyway, I wasn't praying for safety or anything like that, but just happened to be looking out the window. And I started noticing the guardrails, started thinking about the guardrails, and started looking at them. And then I started noticing how intermittent they were, and they weren't consistent. And so there'd be a guardrail for a little while, and then there wouldn't be a guardrail for a long space of time, and then there'd be a guardrail. And so I called a couple of fellas that knew people that worked for the DOT and did a little research. And really, I guess guardrails are found in three main places: bridges, curves, and close medians. Bridges, curves, and close medians. And it's designed not to stop you from wrecking, but really it's designed to limit the damage that if you go past that guardrail, something bad is going to happen. And I've thought about that a lot throughout the summer, and this verse has been with me, and I've never preached from this verse, but I want you to see something in this verse that really... up until the last couple of months, I never thought a whole lot about. The Bible says that he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. The importance of choosing the right people to associate with, the importance of choosing who's going to influence your life. A lot of people tell us that you are the sum total of the five people you're closest to. You're the sum total of the five people you're closest to. If you want to know who you are and you want to know what makes you tick and your worldview and what your perspectives are, find the five people closest to you, and you are the sum total of who those people are. And so it's important to choose the right people. Who's going to influence you? He that walketh with wise men will be influenced by those. Notice that. And you would think the rest of the verse would be this: he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools would be foolish. At least that's what I would think that's how that verse plays out and processes. But that's not what happens. Notice that. He said, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. A companion of fools, somebody that chooses the wrong people to hang around, somebody that chooses the wrong people to allow immoral or ungodly influence in their life, does not become like that, but rather is destroyed, almost as collateral damage. Because when you're hanging around somebody that's foolish, there's going to come a point in time when they do something that the hammer is going to fall, that judgment is going to fall. They're going to do something. And because you're in the line of fire, or you're just part of the collateral damage, you are going to be destroyed.
Your influence is going to be destroyed. Your reputation is going to be destroyed. Because I talk to a whole lot of people when I see them start relationships that probably aren't very good. And really, everybody in the church, I wish, was here tonight. So don't think I'm just preaching to you. I'm preaching to those that are on Mixler and those that are laying out of the house of the Lord. I'm preaching to all of us tonight. I'm preaching to every last one of us. Because sometimes people say, well, I'm not being influenced. I'm still going to church. Or I'm not being influenced. I'm still singing in the choir. I'm not being influenced. I'm still sitting on the same pew that I've always sat on. But that's not what the verse says. It doesn't say that you're being influenced and you're changing. It doesn't say that. It simply says that when you're associating with somebody and you're moving in a direction that you know they are foolish, that when the hammer falls or the judgment happens, you're going to be collateral damage. You're just going to get caught up in the explosion of their life. That when they do something foolish, you're going to be tagged. You're going to pay the price. And so it is important tonight. It behooves all of us to pay attention. Who are we hanging around? Who are we with? Who is influencing our life? Who, my friend, are your closest companions? Who do you like to hang around? I want to talk to you tonight. Maybe you might be headed toward the guardrail. In a little bit, I want to give you three guardrails every one of us have in our lives. But how do you know that you're headed for the guardrail? How do you know that you're headed for a mistake? How do you know that you're headed for a moment of transgression or regret? Here's how you know. Just a couple of ways before we get into this message tonight. And that is that everybody that you're associating with is headed toward the guardrail. There's a chance, my friend, you yourself are going to find a bad moment in life. You yourself are going to have a regretful decision in your life if everybody you're hanging around is headed for the guardrail. If you're acting like somebody you're really not, if you're faking serving God, you are headed for the guardrail. If who you are and what you're doing, you pray that the people that you love the most, you pray, will never find out about some of the secret things in your life and some of the things that you're really, really doing. That if you pray to God, the preacher or mom and dad or the teacher, never find out about some of those websites or some of those texts or some of the relationships that you're trying to keep on the down low, you are headed for the guardrail. Amen. Oh, I want to walk with the wise. I want to walk with the spiritual. If you're feeling pressure to compromise, if you're feeling pressure to compromise, friend, you're already hitting the guardrail. The pressure to compromise is the guardrail. It's not on the other side of the guardrail. But if you feel pressure to compromise, if you feel pressure to let up on serving God, you're already headed into the guardrail. But I pray to God tonight, everybody that's in this building would be so stirred that when we leave this place tonight, we would say, God, I want my feet square on the path of life. I want to be walking in the journey of God. I don't want to stray to the left nor to the right. I don't want any accidents. I don't want any mistakes. I don't want any regrets. If the trumpet sounds tonight, I want to rise to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Can I tell you one of my favorite Bible verses is this? Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to have no condemnation, but to be able to worship God, magnify God, not be scared of an accident, not be scared of a aneurysm, not be scared that the coming of the Lord is going to catch you unaware. But it's a joy to be able to walk with God in peace. It's a joy to be able to walk with God in fellowship. It's a joy to be able to walk in peace with God, knowing there's nothing you're trying to cover up and you're not slapping into the guardrails, but the joy of the Lord and the peace of God is yours. Amen. Somebody hear me tonight. He that walks with the wise will will be wise. Choose godly companions. Amen. Choose godly friends. Choose spiritual friends. Choose those that are saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Choose those that love Jesus. Choose those that want to go to church. Choose those that want to work for God. Amen. Choose those that you know, amen, are living above sin and without reproach. Amen. Hear me tonight, friend. Amen. Stay away from the guardrails of life. Amen. Stay away. Stay away from those mistakes and regrets. But can I tell you tonight, there's at least three guardrails that God has put in our way to keep us on the path of life. Amen. The first one is the word of the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord, it is a guardrail. The word of the Lord, it'll keep us from sin. The word of the Lord, it'll keep us from mistakes. The word of the Lord, it'll keep us in the paths of righteousness. It'll keep us in the paths of holiness. Can I tell you, the Bible is not silent concerning who you should date, how you should date, how you should live. The Bible is not silent concerning how we should dress, how we should talk, the music we should listen to, what we should do with our cell phone, what we should not do with our cell phone. Amen. Oh, the Bible is not silent concerning things that are out of bounds and sinful. The Bible is not silent, but the Bible speaks clearly to this generation that God still wants a pure generation, that God still wants a holy people, that Bible still says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. That the Bible still says that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That no unclean thing should dwell therein. Can I tell you, friend, the culture will say that you're a young person and you can do anything that you want to do. It's all right to drink and smoke and do chip and do all kinds of stuff they talk about now and run with those who do. But I'm going to tell somebody tonight that God still has a premium. Amen. God still has a price for the Spirit of the Lord. And it's going to be on a holiness people. It's going to be on a separate young people that's living different from the world. Amen. That's holding up the bloodstained banner of Jesus, that lives by the word of the Lord. I'm glad for that guardrail. I'm glad for that book that teaches me what is right, that music that glorifies God. Amen. Things that glorify God. Amen. All is what I want in my life. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Amen. Too many young folks are trying to move the guardrails back and say that was just for grandma's generation. That was just for dad's generation. I want you to know grandpa didn't put the guardrail there. Amen. Daddy didn't put the guardrail there. Amen. But God, through his word, he put the guardrail right there. And he said, this is what it's going to take to go to heaven. This is what it's going to take to have the glory of the Lord. This is what it's going to take to have the fire of the Holy Ghost. We want that power of God like we had the other night. It's going to come through somebody that's living separated and sanctified and pure. It's not going to come through a loose living church. It's not going to come through a complacent church. It's not going to come through a youth group that's up one week and down the next, that shouts one Sunday but sits like wooden Indians for 3 months. It's not going to come like that. It's going to come in a generation that says, if nobody else wants it, I want the power of God. If nobody else wants the moving of the Spirit, I'll shout, I'll dance, I'll run, I'll sing. I'm going to live sanctified. I'm going to live holy. Amen. And the reward of that is that when you lift your hands in the house of God, the Holy Ghost is going to move in. Amen. He's going to move in to that clean temple and that pure temple. And the Holy Ghost is going to start speaking. And the Holy Ghost is going to start moving. Oh, hallelujah. Is there anybody, any young folks at the Savannah Holy Church of God that's willing to say, I don't want to bump into the guardrail. I don't want to keep slamming into the guardrail. The Bible Bible is being discredited. It's being disavowed. It's being rewritten. The Bible's being ridiculed and ignored. But for us, I said for us tonight, I said we're part of the true and the living. We're the sanctified and the holy. If nobody else does it, I said if nobody else in the youth group does it, if mom and dad says it's all right, it doesn't matter. Get it down deep in your spirit. Get it in your heart that says if nobody else, I'll be the only one. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to be holy. I'm going to be sanctified. God, give us a generation of young folks that know what it is to be holy. Give us a generation of moms and dads that are more worried about their young folks feeling revival and the power of God and putting the premium right there. I'd rather see what I saw Sunday night. I don't care how good they can shoot a basketball. I don't care how big the buck is they kill. I don't care how fast they can run or how much money they can make. But when the Holy Ghost moves in and the power of God falls, I want them acquainted with Pentecost. I said, give it to me, God. I said, let it fall in this generation. Hallelujah. God's given you the Bible. God's given you the Bible. Why will homosexuality always be wrong? Why will effeminacy always be wrong? Why will adultery and fornication always be wrong? Because the Bible says it's wrong. Not because me and you says it's wrong, but the Bible says it's wrong. And the book does not change. But the Lord has given you spiritual authority, young folks. You don't like this, but I'm going to tell you, God has put authorities in your life to keep you in the paths. Hallelujah. God has put parents. I pray your parents are godly, but your parents are there as a spiritual authority to keep you from wrecking your life. I'm glad for parents, aren't you? I said, I'm glad for godly parents. Come here, Brother Brian. You represent our parents tonight. Amen. Sister Rachel, come here for some of my school teachers. Come here. Come here, Sister Shannon. Go. You be the teachers. Brother Kelly, you be the preacher up there. Hallelujah. Amen. God has put spiritual authorities in your place. That if you're going to make a mistake or transgression, you got to go through the preacher. You got to go through mom and dad. You got to go through Holy Ghost filled teachers. Amen. I'm glad tonight I had some people in my life that when I was young and I might be starting to veer off, they'd come by and encourage me. They'd come by and lift me up. They'd come by. I'm glad I had a dad. Then I was trying to find the will of God. And I needed to know God's will. He didn't let me get out of bounds. He didn't let me go over the guardrail and make a mess of my life. I'm glad tonight I had some spiritual authorities in my life. If you've got a mom and dad that's telling you some stuff and trying to set guidelines in place, you ought not fuss and fight. You ought not fight against that. But you ought to thank God they're sparing you. They're keeping you safe. Saved. They're keeping you full of the Holy Ghost. They're spiritual authorities in your life. Hallelujah. Glory. How many glad for guardrails? But I'll tell you another guardrail, not just the Bible and spiritual authorities, but I like this one. That is the Holy Ghost. I'm glad for the Spirit of the living God. When the Holy Ghost shows up and He will let you know that is right, that is wrong. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I don't know who to marry, Pastor. Well, let the Holy Ghost tell you. I don't know what I should do with my life. Find a prayer closet and get alone in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost doesn't make mistakes. I said the Holy Ghost doesn't make mistakes. Your grandma might make a mistake.
I might make a mistake, but if you can hear from heaven, I said if you can hear from heaven, the Holy Ghost doesn't make any mistakes. He'll guide your path, but all he filled us with the power of the Holy Ghost. He filled us with the Spirit of God to give us power. I said I'm glad we've got power. Anybody glad you've got power? We're not a weak church. We're not a dead church. We're not a forsaken church, but we're a Holy Ghost filled church. I said we're a church on fire. We're a church that still has the power and the glory of God. We're not beat down, discouraged, and waving a white flag of surrender. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I said we've still got the power. We've still got the fire of God. We've still got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will tell you what's right. And the Holy Ghost will tell you what's wrong. Will he do it? I said, will he do it, church? I said, will he do it, church? Does he make a mistake? Who are you going to marry? Find out what the Spirit of the Lord says. Woo! Well, I don't know if I'm called to preach or not. I'll tell you how to find out. Pray through. And if you can do anything else besides preach, go do it. Hallelujah. I don't know how I'm supposed to live my life, or I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The will of God. Pray through about it. God will direct you. God will direct you. I said God will direct you. There's folks in this building tonight that you slamming up against the guardrails every time because you know what God wants out of your life. You know. Here's what God says I want. And it's either I surrender and allow the power of God in my life, or I rebel against it and I keep running into the guardrails. You ever seen some guardrails that look like it's just everybody's favorite spot? You ever seen guardrails like that? There's certain passages of Scripture that look like they're the favorite guardrails for people. That holiness thing, it looks like that's the favorite spot in the guardrail for some to slam up against. But if you pray through to the Holy Ghost, I said if you'll pray through to the Holy Ghost and surrender to the Lord and quit fighting it and say, Lord, whatever you want, and the Holy Ghost will come in. You can't fight spiritual authority and be blessed. You can't go over top the man of God. You can't go over top godly parents and be blessed. But if you'll surrender to the Lord, Lord, if you'll say, God, I'm yours, I say, get ready. Get ready. God's going to open the windows of heaven, and fire's going to fall, and power's going to fall. What about it, young church? I said, what about it? Are you interested in the power of God? Are you interested in the Holy Ghost from heaven? How about it? You're no match for that guardrail. Save yourself. Save yourself. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Come to this altar tonight and say, Lord, I've been fighting my parents. I've been fighting the preachers. I've been fighting those godly teachers. I've been fighting your word. I've been fighting the Spirit. But God, I am surrendering. Lord, I am yours. I'm completely holy. Lord, I'm yours tonight. Is there any young folks that can pray that prayer right now? If so, I want you to stand all across this building. Lift your hands and your head toward heaven and say, God, I need you tonight. I need the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I am yours, Lord. I am yours, Lord. Now, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you pray till the Holy Ghost falls right now? Why don't you pray till the Spirit falls right now? Why don't you pray until right now the Spirit of the living God moves into this building and God raises up the next generation? Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're really ready, on the count of three, I want you to meet me at this altar. Brother Mark's going to play. We'll sing and pray for a while, but I want you coming into this altar whether you're high school, whether you're preteen, whether you're in college. But I want you to say, God, I'm serious. God, I'm serious. I want the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? I said, are you ready tonight? One, two, three. Come on, young folks. Come on, young ladies. I said, come on, young men. My God, we need this generation. We need every young person right now, oh, to be on fire for God, full of the power of the Holy Ghost.
I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this.